Stephen's Head in the Morning now, 6:47 here on a Monday. Three big things.
Three.
Congress returns to Washington as government shutdown continues.
Two.
Two new Sedgwick County commissioners sworn in, Pete Meitzner and Lacey Cruz.
One.
Gasoline prices down nationwide 12 cents over the past 3 weeks. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Overnight, we've had fog and mist in the area, and we've got temperatures below freezing. Those things add up to some potentially hazardous conditions out there. Roadways could be slippery in spots, so watch out for that definitely this morning. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
You weren't here Friday, but it got real busy on traffic.
A lot
of accidents. That rain started coming down, of course. When that happens, people in Wichita have to relearn how to drive in it.
Yep, sure do.
And they were just crashing into each other. Mostly cloudy with early fog today and a high of 43 degrees after yesterday's high of only 31. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 28. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. Now fog, mist, west wind at 7 miles per hour and at 26 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 6:49. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. You can be a part of this fascinating survey that we do. All you have to do is go on the webpage. There it is. Does the U.S. need a physical wall at the U.S.-Mexico border? No, 14%. Yes, 86%.
Still a massive margin of yes over no on that question.
A lot of people in favor of that wall, whether it's partial, all wall, whatever. The poll is on our webpage, knssradio.com. Stock indexes closed a hair lower Friday after the falling price of oil weighed on energy companies, but the S&P 500 still closed out its third straight winning week following a brutal stretch in December. The S&P 500 edged down by about a third of a point. The Dow dipped 6 points. The Nasdaq lost 14. And the price of oil was down Friday. Benchmark U.S. crude lost 1.9% to settle at $51.59 a barrel in New York. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here.
Yo.
So what do I do with my 301K? Just...
Well, has it been reduced to a 301K now? It's not a 401K anymore?
No.
Hang in there.
Just
keep
putting
money in, man. You keep putting money in. You're buying stuff on sale, dude.
Buying stuff on sale.
Yeah.
Kind of like Walmart, huh?
Yeah, bad gambling advice.
Blue light special, baby.
Just keep putting money in. It'll pay out eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
The partial government shutdown is starting to strain the national aviation system. With unpaid security screeners staying home, air traffic controllers suing the government, and safety inspectors off the job. Miami Airport closed one of its concourses most of Saturday, Sunday, and today to make sure TSA can staff the remaining security checkpoints. Also, air traffic controllers are suing the government, claiming they are illegally being denied pay.
I hope I don't have to fly anyplace in the near future.
Oh, really? And I guess they passed some legislation last week that the people will get back pay. I mean, when they finally go to work, they'll get paid.
Well, except for contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So government, official government workers will, but those who are contractors won't.
It's an interesting game the politicians are played, but at the end of the day is, who's going to get blamed for this?
Who cares? Who cares?
Well,
they do.
Politicians do.
Do your frickin' jobs. This
politicians
makes
do.
So mad.
Because they don't want to be blamed.
Well, they're getting paid.
They're exempt from it.
Yeah, but they want to keep getting paid and want to get reelected.
Yeah, and they take like 4 day weekends every week.
All right, 6:51. There you go. A little anger from the guys. Medicare may not cost what you think it does. Don Grant,
well,
CFP, the money tracker.
Well, well, you know, as we enter and proceed into retirement, we should have scaled way back on some of the expenses we had earlier in life. The mortgage is going to probably be gone or very low or very short term. There'll be probably no more term life insurance. We're not feeding that 401k, paying the kids' college expenses, and we probably own our vehicles outright. But one oft misunderstood expense continues to grow, and that's health care. After 65, when Medicare kicks in, we begin to use the healthcare system more. According to the Health Services Research, HSR, nearly a third of lifetime healthcare expenditures is incurred during middle age and about half during our senior years. And for those reaching age 85, more than one-third of their lifetime health care spending will accrue in their remaining years. Our lifeline is Medicare. The traditional plan has huge gaps, which means that we need to pay much more than we might expect. Most insurance plans have out-of-pocket maximums. Medicare doesn't. That means the sky is the limit for what Medicare patients may have to pay. HSR reports the total health care spending for Americans 65 and older is about $15,000 per year. The average working age American spends about $5,000 per year. Not me when you're independent. On average, retirees will need to pay directly for about a fifth of their total health care spending, and that doesn't include premiums paid on Medigap and Advantage plans. Many people don't know that Medicare doesn't cover long-term care. It's advised to have some from, you know, some outside coverage, perhaps a hybrid policy that covers both long-term care and life insurance needs. This all leads up to an age-old discussion about the tremendous amount of that is spent on heroic measures in the twilight years of many Americans' lives. HealthAffairs.org reports that end-of-life health care spending is lower here than many other wealthy countries. We are terrible at predicting who's going to die and when, so it's standard to spend money on people who are suffering from an illness is appropriate, even if they die, they say. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
That's the hard, cold fact is we technologically we can keep people alive.
Well, and this group is arguing that, you know what, if we have the capability to do that, we should. And our spending is still slightly lower than what happens in other countries.
Today is National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Love pastrami.
Wow. Pastrami was originally created as a way to preserve meat before modern refrigeration. To make pastrami, the raw meat is placed in brine, then partially dried, seasoned with various herbs and spices, smoked and steamed. I have never been a big fan.
How about corned beef?
Oh, no, I am a fan now. Let me tell you, it was in the early 70s. My wife and I were visiting her sister down in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law said, we're going to go to Andrew's hamburger place over here.
Yeah?
Why? Well, I want you to try a pastrami sandwich. You know, I'm a kid from Wichita. I don't know pastrami. This guy had a pastrami sandwich. That was amazing. So I am a fan now. I like a pastrami.
I love pastrami. I prefer corned beef over pastrami, but still, they're both delish.
Ted? Pastrami sandwich. Are you there?
Sure, I'm on board. I'm kind of like Don. Corned beef is as well.
Corned beef? Yeah, good, moist
tasty.
Corned beef.
Where do you get? But is it tough to find that in Wichita?
I make a really good
pastrami or a good corned beef sandwich?
I make it.
You just make your own?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm sure there's.
Well, I'll come over to your place then.
Okay. Anytime.
Right.
Anytime.
Be careful over there because he makes his own liquor. You get in trouble. Don still could be.
Well, as long as it's for personal use, you're okay, I think.
Rated by the feds over there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's for personal use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, Congress returns to Washington while government shutdown continues. We've got the story. Also, listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Cars for Charities coming up this week at Century 2. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.